Marvista Entertainment presents Water Ripples, a Protocol Entertainment picture. The Water Ripples and Churns. The title, gone missing in white letters on black. Shadows appear on the water. Daphne Zuniga. A woman swims underwater. Bridget Davidovici. She breaks the surface. Gage Golightly. Nicholas Grava. James Martin Kelly. Alejandro Patino. The woman seems to be struggling in the water. Brock Harris. Hunter Garner. Bubbles escape the woman's mouth as she struggles. And Lauren Bowles. Lights appear, distorted by the water. Casting by Lindsay Chog CSA. Production designer, Carlos Osorio. Costume designer, Tina Zapata. A guy jumps in the water. A young woman takes a photo on her phone. Director of photography, Brett Juskalian. The young woman continues to take photos at the pool party. Edited by Philip Norton. Two young women pose for the camera. A DJ spins the decks. Music by Kim Carroll. The young woman snaps the DJs and turns, smiling toward the dance floor. The dancers bust out moves and drink from party cups. Executive producer, Sharon Bordas. On the dance floor, a young woman checks her watch. Her dance partner shakes his head.
I gotta go.
She leaves the dance floor. Executive producer, Fernando Su. The girl moves through the crowd. Produced by, Tosca Musk, Gina Panebianco, Andrew C. Aaron. Written by Brian Dick. The girl approaches a couple who are kissing.
Maddie? I hate to break this up, but my curfew is looming.
I think I'm in love with you.
They're in the bathtub.
In love with me. I'm gonna just grab your hands, though.
Hair and glasses. So
okay. What? Come on, here's a girl. Here we go.
Wait.
Hey.
Maddie's hauled to her feet. Directed by Tara Mille. The girl's car stops outside a house.
You want a mint?
Oh, no. As long as I don't yak in the grid hall, my mom could really care less what my breath smells like.
You're so lucky.
Why? Because my mom's not the Gestapo.
She's not that bad.
She's pretty bad. I just think it's because she doesn't know that you're boning that college guy.
Yeah, well, he's actually coming to the resort in San Diego this weekend.
What?
I told you. Gosh. I told you that spring break was going to be fun.
I'm excited.
We're picking you up tomorrow at 9.
Like a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to kill me?
Yeah, I'm gonna kill you, and then I'm gonna take your dead body on the vacation of a lifetime.
Okay, we'll just sunscreen it. Okay, I will see you in the morning.
All right, well, L.Y.
Maddie gets out of the car, breathes on the window, draws a heart and kisses it.
And thank you for driving!
Maddie walks off through the night toward her house. The driver, Caitlin, reverses then heads off. Caitlin nods her head as she drives along a tree-lined road. The view of the car becomes blurred as she gets further away. A house with a long porch in daytime.
She's 18. You don't really think she's going to let me pick out her bathing suit, do you?
Well, maybe if you were here and not halfway around the world, you could discuss that with her. Yes, I understand. And we will call you when we get to the hotel. Alright, bye.
The woman in a striped t-shirt and white shorts looks out the kitchen window at a young guy on the porch. Looking thoughtful, she walks out of the kitchen. She comes out the front door. The young guy is on his phone.
Did you hear your sister come home last night?
No. But bump up my allowance and I'll add waiting up for Caitlin to my epic listed chores.
His mom frowns, looking pensive. She goes to Caitlin's room. The bed looks like it hasn't been slept in. She scans the room.
Caitlin? Caitlin?
Hey, Mom.
You have a little bit too much coffee this morning?
I'm fine. What time did you get home last night?
10 to midnight, because I'm awesome.
So where's your car?
It's in the garage, because that's where I thought you'd want it when we're out of town.
So is this the bathing suit that your dad is talking about?
Yep. On a scale of 1 to 10. What?
It's a skimpy two-piece. Mom looks unhappy and follows her to the dressing table.
I hate it. Of course I hate it. You're naked.
Well, what, am I supposed to wear a burka to the pool? Maddie's is way smaller.
Of course it is.
What? Why do you hate her so much?
You know,
she's my best friend.
Let's get that one from last summer, just in case.
Mom, please don't ruin this for me.
I'm not ruining anything.
Ew. What are you, advertising?
Shut up, Ken doll.
You shut up, princess.
Yeah, that's enough, Kennedy.
Why do you always take her side?
I'm not taking her side.
She's taking the best side ever that's, like, ever happened.
Oh, your side
that's
is the
she's
best
like
side?
I feel like that's what she's taking.
All right, that's enough. Who knows how many family vacations we'll have once Caitlin's off to Stanford.
Dude. If I hear the word Stanford one more time, I think I'm gonna...
Oh, okay. Thank you. Look, I know that this is a family vacation, but this is still my spring break.
It's not a family vacation. Dad's not even coming.
What do you... I'm paying for the rooms. It's a family vacation.
Yeah, Kennedy. Show some respect.
Wait, do you get your own room? Where am I staying?
You're staying with me.
What? No.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Don't make that face.
No,
yes, you are.
I believe you are.
Mom, that's not fair.
You're 15. Why would you have your own room?
I'm a 15-year-old.
Because I am
room.
An adult.
Let's figure this out.
Oh, my
great.
Goodness.
Okay, I'll stay by. Yeah, fine.
All I'm asking is that you text me and tell me where you are.
You mean like I always do?
Ha
ha.
If she gets her own room, I want my own room.
No.
I just wish that you would trust me.
I do trust you, honey. Mostly.
Contradicting yourself? A little bit? A lot? I don't know.
Honey,
you may think you know everything at the ripe old age of 18, but you do not.
Well, how could I possibly know everything, Mom? You kept me in a bubble for 18 years.
Caitlin walks off. Kennedy leans against the car.
Wow. Deep.
Get in the car.
Maybe I should stay here. Keep an eye on the house when you guys are gone.
Now.
Mom closes the trunk and grins as Kennedy goes to get in the car.
Spring break, here we come.
A blonde woman comes out of a house.
Spring break, bitches!
We are going to rock harder than we rocked in Cabo in 91. Seriously, do you remember those bartenders?
Mom grimaces.
What? What's wrong?
My kids hate me.
Oh, honey, is that new?
Yeah, very funny.
Oh, come on, sweetheart, relax. We are going to the beach, okay?
We drive here once to focus on yourself instead of them for like 5 minutes, okay? Y'all gonna be a lot happier, okay? Happy mama, happy kids. Hey, Maddie!
Oh, are you coming?
Yes.
Hi.
Can you Oh, she's a hot mess.
Is she okay?
She's fine. She's just totally hungover. She'll be fine, as long as we just crack the windows out. Otherwise...
Caitlin's mom stares and heaves a sigh. The SUV joins traffic on a road in sunshine with hills in the distance. In the back, Kennedy is in between Maddie and Caitlin. He grins at Maddie.
So I hear this place is like totally simple. Like, super, super sick.
Oh my god!
What? What? What did I say?
Oh, you're so
like
precious.
Super sick.
So sick. Did you know that?
Are you? Can you? Okay, that's funny.
Kennedy goes back to staring at Maddie. They pass tall palm trees. At the beach, a surfer rides the waves. A group plays beach volleyball in the bright sunshine, others sunbathe. The sun shines down through the palms.
Seaweed facial. And for sure, I want a deep tissue massage. And ooh, I'm also gonna get a private massage in my room with a male masseuse, preferably tall, dark, handsome. Do you know anyone?
Ooh, where's that?
Pacific Point. Just a 20-minute hike from the resort, and the perfect place to catch the sunrise over the mountain or the sunset over the water.
Kai, Alpha Lambda, hey!
Oh. You know, it's not the psycho killers we have to worry about, it's the frat guys. Oh my god, I wish I was 20 again. It's terrifying.
Oh boys, happy spring break.
I love my mom so much.
We're going to the pool, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah, see, this is gonna be fun.
Am I gonna have to set a curfew for you?
Are you high? I am newly single, my daughter is 18 and it is spring break. I am staying out all night.
Okay, here we go, keys. So I was thinking, once we all get settled in, we could go and tour Coronado.
Oh, Mom, Maddie and I were thinking we could get settled in and check out the hotel.
And nap, possibly?
Yeah, maybe we could do Coronado tomorrow.
Mom considers Caitlin's hopeful expression.
Sure. Sure. Okay, so maybe we should just meet you girls for dinner.
That sounds great. We can do 6.
Have fun. But be safe.
And don't forget, no drugs, no drinking, and no boys in your room.
Mother.
And take Kennedy with you.
Mom, I'm not going to babysit him.
It's not babysitting. I can do my own thing.
Hey,
let's do this.
Oh, that was nice.
Maddie threw a pillow at him.
Come on, Mama Bear.
Maddie's mom, Lisa, leads Caitlin's mom, Renee, away. Renee and Lisa stroll along a path near the sea.
So, I was thinking we rent bikes for everyone first thing in the morning. We can then tour Coronado and then have lunch and go shopping. I mean, then we could even watch the sunset. It's beautiful.
You can't be serious.
What?
So you're gonna fill the whole schedule so Caitlin can't have any, like, actual fun?
Oh.
I know you.
What? You mean the STDs, the binge drinking, and the anonymous hookups? Maybe. Sue me. I don't know. Caitlin, she's just so...
smart. Capable. Grown up.
Naive. She's never had a boyfriend.
Oh.
Come on, she doesn't know what this stuff is really about. I don't even know if she's ready for school.
Oh, my God. Is Jack as worried as you are?
Or does he even know that she's graduated? Hey, come on. Very funny. He cares. He is letting me do the heavy lifting of raising 2 teenagers, but she's my girl.
No, she's not a girl. She's 18, okay? And you can't protect her from the world. It's a tough place. The sooner she learns she can't trust anyone, the better.
Are you talking about anyone or your ex?
No. Spending 15 years married to a cheating son of a bitch will slightly alter your take on love and life.
He didn't deserve you.
No. Hey, you know, though, some of that stuff you're talking about, hooking up, drinking, come on, it could be awfully fun.
What do I do? Just give her a box of condoms and say, well, good luck.
That's exactly what you do.
What? How did we make it through our teenage years?
Together. And by the skin of our teeth. Just like they will.
I just want her to be safe. And happy.
Caitlin is
and
going
safe.
To be fine, okay? Even if you spend all day tomorrow at the spa, and even if she doesn't text you 10 times a day. No. No more planning. No more competing with the girls' spring breaks. I say, let's get our suits on and our drinks on, and let's get this vacation started, okay?
Got a bikini to wear.
Lisa walks away.
Okay, here I come.
Young people gather and drink around a pool. A guy and a girl chat and a young man climbs out of the pool.
Well, might be the Spritzer talking, but I don't care that I'm surrounded by co-ed. This is my vacation too.
Yes, my girl.
Watch out, I might get really wild and turn off my cell phone.
Oh, Nellie. Yes, no.
Here's some cheers.
Perfect.
Is that Caitlin?
Where? Oh, she's fine. They're just having fun.
Oh, she didn't text me.
You're fine.
She didn't text me.
Wait, Renee? Whoa, Renee?
Well, that sounds fun.
You gonna remember?
Yeah, please, I made a mental note.
Cool.
What you drinking?
Mom.
It's nice to meet you, man.
Can you boys give us a minute, please?
Yeah, it sounds bro.
It's been a pleasure.
As the guys leave, looking awkward, Caitlin eyes her mom with a pained expression.
What's in the glass, Caitlin?
It's just a virgin daiquiri, geez. Look, I just think that we should talk maybe, you know, like communicate first before you have a conniption about any...
Grab your stuff.
You're so busted.
Now, Caitlin,
come on.
No.
You don't tell me where you are. You're drinking after we specifically agreed. Then I ask you about it, and you look me straight in the eye, and you lie. Grab your stuff.
But Renee, please, it's not that big of a deal.
Stay out of it, baby.
If you do not want to come with me now, we can cut our trip short.
See ya, princess.
Wait, Kennedy gets to stay?
He didn't lie to me.
Yeah, not today he did it.
Let's go.
Caitlin picks up her things and turns to glare at Kennedy. She stomps off past Renee. Lisa, with a cocktail, sits next to Maddie.
Okay, let's see what we got going on here. What are you doing? It's called double fisting, baby. Learn it and love it.
She slurps Caitlin's drink.
What do you got going on voyage-wise?
Look, I get it. I violated your trust and you feel disrespected, but I still can't believe that you did that.
Me? I thought I was pretty calm. I could have made a scene.
You dragged me away from the pool like I'm a little kid. Just what? Just prove that you're the boss?
You sat there and lied to me. You think I'm going to trust you?
Oh, only just mostly.
Who were they?
We just met them, okay? And yes, they brought the drinks and I had a sip, but it's not like I was doing shots or lines of coke or anything
else. You don't even know them and you accepted those drinks. They could have anything in them.
Oh my God, Mom, they're nice guys.
You don't know that.
Not everyone in the world is out to rape me, Mom.
I want you in your room for the rest of the night.
You're grounding me on spring break? What is Maddie gonna do?
If she's a good friend, she'll stay in there with you.
Well, if you were a good mom, then you wouldn't be doing this.
Caitlin Ann.
Look, you're not going to be able to control me like this when I'm away at school. All you're doing right now is making it so much easier for me to leave.
She glares at Renee.
One more word out of you, and we go home. Understood?
Caitlin gives a tight smile and walks off.
Hate you!
Renee stares after her daughter. A view across the beach at dusk. Lights shine in the beachside resort. Boats are moored at a marina.
I'm so sick of being the bad guy. I mean, she's right. In 6 months, she's going to go off to college, and I'm going to have to trust her, make her own decisions, right or wrong. I just wish she hadn't lied to me.
Renee's on her cell.
Oh.
She pauses to look at the phone and smiles.
She just texted to see if they could charge movies to the room. I know. I'll talk to her tomorrow. Okay, so have a good flight. Call me when you land. I love you.
She smiles and ends the call, then looks up toward the night sky. She looks out toward the sea. Renee slides open the French door to her room, goes over and kisses Kennedy, whose bed is the couch.
Well, don't stay up too late, kiddo.
Good night.
Renee looks back over her shoulder at her son as she closes the door to her room. The scene cuts to black. Water ripples. A young woman is below the surface. Surrounded by bubbles, she appears to struggle. Breaking the surface, then sinking again. Bubbles rise as she struggles underwater. Images blur and flicker. Bubbles stream from her mouth. She thrashes around. Renee wakes up with a start in daylight. She looks around, then composes herself. Renee gets out of bed, crosses the room, and parts the drapes. Her room has a view of the marina. She takes a deep breath.
Hey guys, we're going to breakfast. If you want to join us, you have to wake up.
Lisa lounges against a wall and examines her nails.
Why aren't they answering?
Still conked out from a late night gab fest?
Or maybe they got an early start. They could already be at the pool.
Oh, sweetie. If you think that's possible, you clearly don't know my Maddie.
Kate? She can't be that mad.
She'll come around. Just give her some time. Okay, let's go get breakfast. We'll go check in on him afterwards, all right?
They head down the hallway.
Oh, you know what? I left my sweater. You go grab the elevator. Okay. I'll be right down, okay?
Renee walks off. Lisa moves back toward the girl's door, glancing after Renee. She enters using a key card. Lisa parts the drapes, then frowns as she looks around the room. The bed is empty, apart from clothes, a hairbrush and a phone. There's an empty small bottle of vodka, glasses, mints and a box of condoms on the nightstand.
A lot of good these are going to do here, girls.
Taking a deep breath, Lisa walks out. Boats at the marina and a small yacht motors into the harbor. Renee and Lisa have breakfast on a terrace.
It's just weird that she wouldn't pick up her phone or at least text me.
Well, it's not that weird after yesterday, right? I mean, if I did that to Maddie, she'd be eloped with a marine by now.
You don't think they snuck off or something, do you?
Lisa looks down and jabs a fork into her food.
Well, Daniel and I were getting divorced, okay? We were hardly talking. I gripped onto Maddie because she was all that I had left, and I don't think it was healthy for either one of us.
Jack and I are fine.
I'm just saying, don't take your marriage out on your kids, okay? It's too much pressure to be the center of your universe.
What's up, ladies?
They stare open-mouthed at Kennedy, who slumps into a chair, wearing earbuds.
Oh. Have you seen your sister?
Huh?
Have you seen your sister?
No, why?
Renee frowns and lifts up his sunglasses.
What? Whoa. What? I brushed my teeth.
Will you do me a favor and go get the front desk and get another key to your sister's room?
She in trouble again? Damn.
That's not necessary.
What, you have a better idea?
Lisa has a Bloody Mary.
Oh, I have an extra key. Maddie asked me to hold on to it for her. She's always losing it.
Renee holds out her hand for the key.
Fine. But can I just say, I think this is a really not good idea.
Yeah, you can. Can we get a check, please?
Renee leads the way into the girl's room.
Well, they must have been here this morning. The curtains are open.
No, that was me.
Kennedy sits and peels off his shades.
So you knew they were gone this whole time?
Well, just since this morning. I didn't want you to freak out.
But they've been gone all night.
It's only 11, Renee, okay? They're gonna show up.
Renee picks up Caitlin's skimpy bikini. She notices the vodka bottle.
Where'd they get all this?
Lisa stands, hands on hips.
From me.
Is there anything else that you want to tell me at this point? Kennedy, call the front desk and find out what time they charge that movie. Oh my God, we have to check the rest of the resort, the pool. Where else could they have gone?
Well, I'm happy to lay by the pool and see if they show up.
How are you not worried right now? They've been missing since last night.
They are not missing, Renee. They're partying, okay? Or by this point, probably sleeping it off. And probably trying to come up with some ridiculous alibi just to avoid your wrath.
Yeah, so they said they rented the movie at 9:35.
And were you here then?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
So what time did you finish the movie?
I don't know, it was 2 hours, so...
Kennedy!
He eyes his mom and looks uncomfortable.
Look, I told you I need my own room. I'm not a kid anymore. I should have got it.
Kennedy, tell me, now.
We're just hanging out.
Maddie's on her bed. Kennedy pours vodka.
This is so boring.
Seriously? So boring.
Okay, so then go back to your room. It's not like anybody wants you over here anyway.
You know what? We should go to your dude's room. $10 says they are partying hard.
He's texting me.
See? What are you doing in here?
Seriously? You saw my mom this morning?
The whole reason that we came here to this resort was for you to hang out with him. And now we're here and you're gonna wuss out.
You just wanna go out.
So? What's your point?
My point is that my mom is going to decapitate me.
How should you know? She's asleep, right?
Kennedy nods.
Caitlin, wait a minute. This is your spring break, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, and you've been busting your butt all year with term papers and finals and getting into Stanford. Stanford. But seriously, we never get to hang out anymore. And now we're here, and we're together.
I know that you're right, but my mom is so scary.
No, I know, but look, seriously, this really might be the last time that we get to hang out before you go off to school. And you get married, and then you get divorced, and you have your midlife crisis.
Oh, no.
So I'm just saying, do you want to spend it sitting here with him?
Hey.
No offense, we love you. Just drink up.
Kennedy pours more vodka. Caitlin smiles, looking unsure.
Okay, but we have to be back by midnight.
Two.
One.
Two.
Here we go.
They chomp red licorice. Maddie eyes Kennedy. They leap up.
Come here, darling. I wonder if there's something happening outside. Like science outside. I think it's something happening.
They hustle Kennedy out of the room.
15-year-old boys, like right down there.
Oh, and they have ice cream.
Yeah, you love ice cream.
So much ice cream. Let me in. Let me back in, you guys. You guys, can you let me in?
So she came down here just to see some guy?
Who? From where? From school?
I don't know. She just said some guy.
No wonder she pushed this place so much. Did you know about this?
No, I promise. I would have told you.
I can't believe you hid that they were missing from me.
I didn't want you to overreact.
Really? I'm the crazy one. I'm the one overreacting because I don't let my daughter do whatever she wants.
She did this because she's mad at you, Renee. Don't you see that?
Renee shakes her head and picks up the phone on the nightstand.
Security, please.
A convex mirror view of the reception and lobby. Another of a hallway. The gift store, then outside after dark at the pool. A security guard reviews CCTV.
Do you have a better way to do this? Maybe you have a PA system and can make an announcement or something.
This isn't a supermarket where you've lost your 5-year-old child. Look, this is spring break. You're not the first worried parent that I've had sitting in my office. Give her some time. She'll show up.
I have not had contact with her since 9 o'clock last night. I would like to call the police.
Oh, they're not going to be able to do much.
Why not?
Oh, your daughter is 18, right? Until she's been gone for 48 hours, the police will not be able to do anything. Sorry.
Outside in sunshine by the pool.
Honey, if you get this message, please call me right away. We're still in San Diego. It's nice. It's just that Caitlin didn't come home last night. It's probably fine. I'm just trying not to freak out. And I just want to talk to you.
Renee watches happy young people by the pool as she makes the call. Renee stares, then hurries over to the group.
Caitlin.
The young woman isn't Caitlin. Renee frowns and backs away.
Sorry.
Renee pushes her sunglasses up onto her head and walks away slowly, looking around. She keeps looking, a hand to her mouth. Sunlight filters through palm fronds. Lisa lets Renee into her room.
Anything?
You?
Renee enters looking worried and glances at her phone.
I don't know what to do. I mean, we can't call the police until they've been gone 48 hours.
It's not gonna come to that.
How do you know that?
All right, I'm gonna put some lips on, then we'll keep looking around the resort, okay?
Renee looks at her phone again. She notices a phone on the bed, goes and picks it up, then texts. Lisa comes in. Lisa stares with her mouth open.
What are you doing?
I heard it buzz. I thought it might be the girls.
Lisa frowns as she picks up the phone.
No, you didn't.
I thought it did.
You were checking my messages. What's wrong with you?
I was just looking for something, all right? I'm sorry. I'm just anything.
What, in my phone?
I thought maybe Maddie had asked you not to say anything to me about where they are. I'm sorry.
I promise I will tell you if I hear from her, okay? Jeez, Renee. You know what? Back off.
Lisa glares at her and walks out. Renee sits down on the bed. She looks down at her own phone.
Did you call Dad?
I left him a message. I don't know, he's in the middle of nowhere, rural China. He doesn't even have cell service.
I'll try him again. Do you think you should come back for this?
I don't know. I guess have him check the flights.
Renee grimaces and pacing, scratches her forehead. A young guy walks down the hallway with a beach towel over his shoulder. Renee stares after him, then follows. Renee knocks on the guy's door with a security officer.
Yeah?
I'm looking for my daughter.
Can't help you.
You and I met yesterday. Hi, remember? By the pool. You were talking to her and her friend, and you were giving them alcoholic drinks.
I was talking to a lot of girls yesterday.
I know you know her.
Look, dude, I don't want any trouble.
I know they snuck out to come here. I just want to make sure she's okay.
They're not in
here. Caitlin, are you in there?
Look, they're not here, so if you don't believe me, just come look yourself.
Another guy is passed out on the floor.
See?
Lisa and the security guy follow Renee in.
You can tell me if I pull up that security camera footage, I'm not going to see those two girls at your front door last night.
The young guy pinches his nose.
Look, I said they weren't here now. I didn't say they never came over. They stopped by. That's it.
That's a really cool butterfly necklace.
Oh, thank you. I just want to drink. I'm going to drink.
I said that I will have one drink.
One part, two tequila.
That's a lot of part tequila.
That is a lot of part
tequila. Ladies?
Ladies first.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
That's a hefty shot. Okay.
Thank you.
It's just tequila, but I respect that. Yeah, anyways.
Cheers, big ears.
Same goes, big nose.
Hello. That's a good one. Clever. I just love you, and you're my best friend ever. So, okay. Cheers to that.
Well, thanks for that.
The others down their shots. Caitlin sniffs at hers.
You guys just make it look so delicious. So.
We just gotta really throw it back so you don't taste it. But...
Okay.
Caitlin knocks back the shot.
You girls want to smoke?
Oh, no, I'm not a smoker.
Not that kind of smoke, sweetie.
A joint.
Oh, I mean, I just had my drink, so.
Okay.
She's game.
Yeah. Love you, darling.
Maddie gets up to go outside.
You're taking the tequila?
As the others go out on the balcony, one guy stays behind with Caitlin.
Hey. You look so hot tonight.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
You do. You're great.
Thank you.
He comes to sit beside her.
So do you not smoke pot?
Well, see, I'm applying to internships this summer, and they drug test, so I gotta pick my poison.
He swigs beer. Caitlin watches Maddie with the other two guys outside.
You need another drink?
Do you have anything other than tequila?
Anything you want, babe.
Thank you.
He gets up to go to get the drink. Caitlin glances toward Maddie.
It's legal. I have glaucoma.
Of course you do.
I got a card.
Ugh.
They never made it back to their room.
I don't know where they went after they left. I didn't see them. Alex.
He slaps the sleeper on the head.
Wake up! Sorry, I came stumbling in after sunup this morning, still learning how to handle his booze.
He pinches Alex's nose.
Dude, Alex. Wake up.
Dude, what the hell, bro?
They want to know about those girls that came over last night. Did you see them out after we left?
No.
Left? Left here?
Yeah, we were going to meet them at this club over in the gas lamp district.
Wait. They left the resort?
I told you, I don't know.
How could they get into a club? They're only 18.
18 and up?
He cracks a beer and stares at the adults.
It's for my head.
Alex retches, then dashes for the bathroom.
What's the name of this club?
I've been on hold for like 5 minutes.
Dylan acted like he didn't even know her. There's got to be some other guy that she knows here.
Let me see if I can find the information on the club.
No, I'm sorry. Then why am I paying for this service if you can't give me an answer right away? Just, you know what? No, find out and just get back to me. God.
What was that?
The phone company. They're supposed to be able to track the GPS thingy on Maddie's phone.
We'll figure this out, Lise.
Wasn't worried, but...
But what?
Lisa closes her eyes, then looks away from Renee.
I got a call from the bank, okay? There was some irregular activity on one of my cards last night. They froze it because they thought it had been stolen. It's Maddie's card.
Lisa looks down. Renee heaves a sigh. Both bow their heads. Crowds form a line to get into a club after dark. The sidewalks and streets are crowded with revelers and traffic. Rickshaws pedal among the vehicles. A young woman pats a guy on the back. A club with a neon sign. In a bar, drinks are sipped and served. A waitress carries a tray. Renee, Kennedy, and Lisa are stopped by the doorman.
Whoa, ladies, I need to see your IDs, please. And from him, I'll need to see two forms of ID.
We don't want to come in. We just want to know if two girls came in here last night.
You got a picture?
Yeah. Renee shows her phone.
Yeah. Yeah, they look familiar.
They were a little eager, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. This place is amazing.
How long do you think we should wait for the guys?
What? Oh, no. We are not going to wait for any guys to have fun. Come on, you need to dance.
I don't know.
I love to dance. Are you kidding me?
I don't know why I let you talk me into this.
Oh, stop. You.
They're getting looks from the other customers. A man gets up from his table and approaches them.
Señoritas, ¿cómo están ustedes? ¿Sí? Spanish? Oh. What are your names?
Kaylin.
Nice to meet you. I'm Gabriel.
Hi. I'm Maddie.
Maddie. Gabe.
Hi.
Are you sure it was them?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you remember anything else?
Let me see this name. This one. Yeah, I think that's the one I had to throw out.
Maddie. Kennedy chuckles.
Sorry, but it's Maddie.
Lisa shakes her head. Four shots are collected from the bar. Maddie laughs hard as Gabe charms. As Maddie downs her shot, the doorman approaches.
Come on! Party girl, you're out. Let's go. Hey, sit down.
Dude. Hey.
A big tattooed guy threatens the boys.
Okay. Let's go. We're going.
The girls leave and the boys go with.
Bro. Come on, lady. The night's still young.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I know a place where you won't have to worry about getting carded by aggro assholes.
Yeah, Maddie, it's getting kind of late.
Come on, I thought we were just starting to have fun.
Gabe opens a car door.
We are.
Yeah?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
You said that we'd be back by 1 and it's almost 2 now.
Look, I know, but how about we go out for an hour and then I swear that we'll come back.
Okay, just an hour, please.
Caitlin looks unhappy.
But there's three of them and there's one of me. So you can't leave me.
Please. This means a lot. Come on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. This
yes?
is uh-huh. Okay.
Are we going
yes,
or not?
Yes.
Woo! Let me help you.
Thank
careful,
you.
Careful. Don't fall. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, come on, let's go.
And that was it. Never saw him after that.
You mean you just let them get into that car with a strange man?
Hey, I'm not a babysitter, lady. I'm a bouncer. Come on.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Do you know the license plate number? Do you have any idea where the car went?
Man, I'm sorry. I wish I could help.
don't.
Tijuana.
What?
They found the GPS signal on Maddie's phone. In Tijuana.
Police.
Renee stares, looking shocked. Lights at the resort at night reflect in the still water. A flower in close-up. Lights blur then sharpen, revealing the room and a police officer.
When was the last time you spoke with Caitlin?
Renee frowns at the officer.
9 o'clock. She texted me.
Are you sure that she was in the room at that time?
No. I think she was.
Well, can you get on an earlier flight?
Kennedy's on a call.
I don't know. Mom's talking to the cops now. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell her. Dad's trying to get on a flight, but he can't be here until tomorrow night at the earliest.
Of course. Fine.
Do you want to talk to him?
Not right now.
You can't let him get away with not being here for this. He should be here.
Hey. I need you to be really strong right now, okay? Can you do that?
Kennedy nods. Renee nods to him, then compresses her lips.
I'm gonna need some pictures of the girls, please. You have them?
Lisa takes a photo of Maddie from her wallet. Renee stares straight ahead.
Renee? Do you need photos of the girls?
Lisa hands over her photo as Renee reaches down and takes a photo of Caitlin from her wallet. Renee stares at the picture. She passes it to Lisa without looking at her.
Thank you.
Lisa shakes her head, her elbow up on the arm of the couch.
I mean, somebody must have stolen Maddie's phone, okay? Because there's no way. There's no way.
I don't think Caitlin could have gotten into Tijuana. She doesn't even have a passport.
I don't think you need one, just a photo ID.
You think your sister would have gone to Mexico?
Holding two cups of water, Kennedy shakes his head.
What if they were taken against their will?
We don't know that.
No, I mean, what if they were kidnapped?
You can't just jump to conclusions. We don't know that yet.
Oh, my God. Renee, I'm so sorry. I never should have encouraged them. You were totally right. I shouldn't have done that.
We just got a call. An unidentified girl was picked up at the border station, claiming to be a guest here at the hotel. She had no wallet, no phone, no ID.
Who is it?
I don't know.
The security guy walks off. Lisa and Renee exchange glances. Multiple lanes of solid traffic move slowly towards the border station at night. A Mexican flag flutters in slow motion in the nighttime breeze. A car is marked Border Patrol. Renee stands looking at a notice board covered with pictures of missing people. Kennedy sits and looks up at an officer who walks past. Lisa sits, a finger pensively in her mouth.
I can't do this. What if she's hurt? What if they hurt her? Anyway, it's gonna be Caitlin. Maddie's just off messing around, you know, or she's... God.
Oh, hey. Listen, Lisa, whoever it is, we'll deal with it.
We will deal with it.
She lays her hands on Lisa's shoulders.
All right.
Renee wipes a tear from Lisa's cheek with her thumb. Figures move in a room with a frosted glass door. Lisa and Kennedy get to their feet. Worry is etched on Lisa's face. Renee, Kennedy, and Lisa stare toward the door. Lisa cracks and runs to the door. Renee and Kennedy stare as Maddie and Lisa embrace.
What did she say about Caitlin? Where is Caitlin? Caitlin was with her. They were together.
We'll officially question them once we have a chance to make sure she's okay. Well, she walked 15 miles to get to the border. She's bruised, dehydrated. We want to make sure that she hasn't been assaulted. Excuse me.
Maddie.
Can't go back.
Maddie, where is she?
Maddie!
An officer restrains Kennedy. Kennedy moves to his mom, who stares expressionlessly and flashes back to her dream of drowning. Renee snaps out of the reverie and looks at her son, who hugs her tearfully. Renee frowns, pats Kennedy on the back, and stares toward Maddie and Lisa.
It's okay. Honey, hold on. I'll be right back. I just need to...
Renee holds up a warning hand as an officer tries to stop her.
Maddie.
Renee, she's been through so much. Please just be gentle with her. If you're going to be mad at anybody, just be mad at me, okay? Just be mad at me.
She's here, and Caitlin isn't. What happened?
Well, maybe we should just let the police talk to her, okay? She'll tell them everything.
Maddie. Please.
Renee eyes Maddie intently. Maddie looks up at Renee, who sits in front of her. Lisa kneels beside her. Renee stares at Maddie.
I am so sorry, Mrs. Allen.
Renee grips Maddie's hand.
We should have never gotten in that car.
The car on a nighttime road. The guys pass round a bottle.
Oh, man!
You guys are taking us to?
Don't worry, just over the border.
You mean Mexico?
Tijuana, baby! DJ! Tequila, sexo, marijuana! Here, have some.
No.
Your friend is really lagging behind, and she's boring.
It's just this residual guilt that she's always feeling. It's okay.
Oh, well, maybe once we cross over, that'll melt away.
Hey, I know how we could get this night going.
Oh, let's call Ernesto.
Yo lo llamo.
Caitlin, how much money do you have?
I don't have any money.
You have the card.
Oh, I mean, I have a card for emergencies for my mom.
Cute. Yeah, this guy won't take plastic for payment.
Why? What are you guys buying?
Some candy.
Ernesto.
Maddie,
what?
We need to get out of this car right now. I don't know where we are. That's kind of my point.
Look, let's just go to this club and we'll have the time of our life.
And then afterwards, we'll just get a cab home. And then as long as you're back before morning, then it's fine. Right?
Yes, we agree.
Good.
Pull the car over right now.
There's a glitch in this car's matrix, huh?
We're not pulling over.
Yeah? If you don't want me to make a scene at the border in front of the cops, you let us out of the car right now. Caitlin.
Gabe strokes her cheek.
You think you got a friend in us? You don't find your friends at the border?
Maddie, calm down. What happened when you went across the border? What happened to Caitlin?
Caitlin didn't go across the border.
Maddie hangs her head.
Maddie,
hey,
he's fine.
He's fine.
We're fine. It's okay.
What?
No, stop the car. Stop the car right now.
Stop the car. Hey, what is this? Is this a joke or what?
Hey, Maddie, get out. Is that an order? You're drunk and you're high. You don't know what you're doing right now.
Could you, for once, maybe just not talk down to me?
I just want to go home.
And go home.
I don't know where I am, and I'm all by myself. How am I supposed to get home?
You're a really smart girl. You're going to Stanford next year. I'm pretty sure you'll figure it out.
Maddie, if she doesn't want to come, just get rid of her.
Maddie, please don't do this.
Maddie pouts and closes the car door. Maddie grins out of the window at Caitlin, and the car drives off, leaving Caitlin standing alone in the night. Back to the present.
The place wasn't even a club. It was just some guy's house. And so I asked the guy that I was hanging out with, when are we going to go back to San Diego? And then everybody just started laughing, and I got really freaked out.
So I said that I had to go to the bathroom and then I just left. I just snuck out and I was walking and walking and I just kept thinking that I was gonna run to Caitlin.
Lisa looks close to tears and glances at Renee, who gives Maddie a hard stare.
I should have never left her by herself. I should have never gone by myself with those guys.
Maddie puts a hand to her mouth.
I'm so incredibly sorry.
Renee closes her eyes, then pats Maddie's hand.
It's okay. You're okay now, okay?
Renee stares off, her eyes narrowed.
It's okay. You're okay.
Looking dazed, Renee gets slowly to her feet and leaves the room. A close-up of an exotic flower in a villa at night. A crescent moon hangs in the night sky above the resort. Renee stands on her balcony, looking out over the water. Lisa steps outside and folds her arms. Lisa walks slowly toward Renee, who doesn't even glance her way.
Maddie's sleeping. I gave her something.
Renee keeps staring straight ahead. Lisa turns toward her, arms still folded.
She's just a kid, Renee, okay? She didn't mean to. She's just being stupid.
She's 18. She's old enough to know better.
What was she supposed to do?
Renee shakes her head, open-mouthed.
Stay with her friend. Not get into a car of drunk, strange men. Make a good decision for once in her life.
You know what? I did not need to listen to
you. You know what? For the last 15 years, I've been listening to you tell me to lighten up. To not some other my kin. To let go. And now my daughter's missing.
Okay, but that is not Maddie's fault, okay? And you just want to blame her because you have never liked her. Ever since she was a little girl.
That's just not true.
You never thought she was good enough for Caitlin.
I don't blame her.
Renee, eyebrows raised, gives a bitter smile.
Who raises her child so that she thinks it's okay to leave her on the side of a road?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? Caitlin was actually the one that bailed on her, okay? She just left her in that car with those guys.
Her eyes locked on Lisa, Renee shakes her head.
You need to go. You need to go. You need to go home.
Renee purses her lips and turns away.
I think you're right.
Lisa glares at her, turns and walks off.
Look.
Lisa turns back and seems to search for the right words.
I am really sorry about Caitlin, okay? And I do hope that you find her soon.
She shrugs and folds her arms, then goes back into her room. Renee stands at the balcony rail staring out to sea. She tilts her head back, eyes closed. Lights reflect off the rippling water. Boats are moored in the marina and Kennedy enters the room.
Ma?
He looks into the bedroom.
Ma?
Kennedy drops missing person flyers on the glass living room table, then goes out onto the balcony.
Did you hear something?
Renee's sitting with her knees drawn up.
It's Caitlin.
Renee leans her head on Kennedy's shoulder.
Mom? It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Come on.
Kennedy holds his mom, cradling her head. The scene fades to black. Daytime and a hazy mist hangs over the bay. The masts of yachts are reflected in the water. Gray clouds hang in the sky beyond the marina. A close-up of flowers which blur as the focus moves to the empty pool and sunbeds. Renee and Kennedy are still in bed. The buzzing phone rouses Renee.
Caitlin? Caitlin?
Kennedy wakes and sits. Renee listens on the phone.
Okay. All right, I'll be right down.
What? What's going on?
Oh, they found some security footage on one of the hotel shuttles. They want me to come see if it's her.
Do you want me to come with you?
No, I need you to pass out flyers and stay out of trouble.
Okay.
Renee returns and kisses him on the forehead.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I get it.
Renee looks into her son's eyes, then goes.
What do you think? Is that her?
I just can't tell. I mean, I do not recognize that shirt, but she could have borrowed something. I mean, do you have anything else? Can we talk to this guy?
Yeah, we're trying to find him.
What do you mean?
Oh, he doesn't work for us. We hire exit drivers for spring break. I'm waiting to hear from the company that hired him so we can get his name.
The security guy shows more footage.
Stop!
Renee points at the screen and gasps. Caitlin on a bus.
That's her. It's Caitlin.
The security chief looks solemn. Kennedy walks across the lobby and posts up a missing flyer. As Kennedy walks outside, Lisa approaches the front desk.
I have a massage I need to cancel since we're checking out early.
Kennedy stares at Lisa and she notices him looking. He walks away with his pile of flyers.
Maddie, honey, I'm going to check and see if the car's ready.
Two guys ogle Caitlin's picture.
Oh, baby, baby, you're looking so good.
Oh, no, Daddy, you're looking much nicer. I hear you are packing heat down there.
Oh, yeah, baby, I am. Oh, we'll get this right here. A little bit.
Kennedy shoves the guy.
Oh, don't. Whoa, what the hell?
Don't say that. Don't push me.
What? Oh, don't push me.
Don't use my son. Don't push me. Stop.
Oh, help us.
Get off.
Hey, stop. There's a problem. Stop.
Oh, man. We were just minding our own business when this a-hole comes out of nowhere wanting a piece.
He was making comments about Caitlin.
Who's Caitlin?
This is Caitlin.
Oh, yeah, and what's that to you, huh?
It's his sister, okay?
The frat boy looks taken aback.
It's his sister. That's my bad, man. Sorry about that.
It's good. It's okay.
Sorry.
The two bullies exchange looks as Maddie walks away with Kennedy.
How could they do that to Caitlin? How? How could somebody do that?
Can I see something?
Hmm.
Why'd you do it? Why'd you leave Caitlin like that?
Maddie rubs Kennedy's back and lowers her eyes.
I don't know. I guess just because, like, I knew that she was right. And I knew that I shouldn't have gotten in the car with those guys, but, like, she's always right, you know? And sometimes, as her friend, it's just...
You hate her for it. She's been my perfect sister my whole life. You think I don't know what it's like to hate her for that?
Maddie frowns and looks down.
She has to be okay. If something happened to her...
We're gonna find her.
I know.
We will.
Maddie and Kennedy embrace.
Thank you, Matt.
Maddie frowns deeply, then looks up. Lisa walks in.
Maddie, honey, the car's here. We have to go. Can I just have a minute?
Kennedy gets up and goes. Lisa doesn't even look at him, then regards her daughter, looking concerned.
I want to stay here, Mom. Maddie, honey, it's too much, okay? And by the way, I don't even think Renee wants us here anymore, so... How come you don't care what I do?
am I not even in trouble for this?
I think you've been punished enough, don't you?
I left her there. I just left my best friend, Mom.
Look, we all make bad choices, all right? It happens.
I want you to care about what I do. I want you to hear that I got in the car with those guys and say that that's not okay. I want you to say that you raised me better than that. And I want you to say that I'm a better person than that, Mom.
Honey, I care. Of course I care. I've made so many mistakes in my life, okay, that sometimes I feel like I have no grounds to tell you what's right or wrong.
I should stay. I left her once before and I'm not gonna leave her again.
Lisa closes her eyes, puts her hands together, then runs them over her head. She eyes Maddie thoughtfully. Wind rustles tall palm trees and exotic desert flowers. Clouds drift across the sky.
Was this girl on your bus on Sunday night?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't remember.
Willie, you know we have security cameras on the shuttles, right?
Yes, I am. She might have been the girl that I picked up down at the border.
Willie looks at the footage of Caitlin and nods.
She pulled me in.
Caitlin trudges along a nighttime road as the bus approaches. She steps out into the road and waves her arms.
Hey! Hey! Stop! Stop, 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 stop!
Caitlin runs to the doors.
Hey! Thank you so much!
I'm sorry, I can't take you.
What? Why?
Hotel doesn't want me to pick up anybody unless it's been called in.
I'm staying at the hotel.
I'm sorry, honey.
No, I mean, I'm staying at the hotel. Look, hang on. I have a room key. Please, I've been walking for hours. I just need to get back to the hotel. I have no cell service.
Caitlin is shaking with cold in shorts and a vest.
Come on in.
Okay.
Caitlin climbs on board. Willie grins.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's probably not so safe for a pretty girl to be walking all alone this late.
Yep. But I needed the ride.
Willie grins and nods. Caitlin's eyes widen and she shrugs.
So, how long until we get to the resort?
30 minutes. If you're nice.
Hotel records show that they radioed you at 3:45 a.m. And they made you make one more stop. Willie?
He glances up at the officer.
Where'd you go next?
Yeah, oh, exactly. All right, you got it.
So where are we going?
I got a call. You need to pick somebody up.
Well, can you drop me off at the hotel first?
Hey, you were not supposed to be on here, remember? It'll only take a few minutes.
No. Look, why don't I just get out here and then I can get off? You can just drop me and it'll be...
Now you sit down, all right? Just sit down.
Caitlin stares at him, then sits down looking worried.
Look, I made one more stop and then I brought them both back to the hotel.
He's lying. We know you're lying. You have a record for what? Exposing yourself to little girls?
What?
Mrs. Allen, please.
Oh, that's all I have to say.
What are you talking about? What do you mean that's all you have to say?
Calm down, ma'am.
My daughter's been missing for 2 days. Do you hear me? 2 days! And you're gonna sit here and tell me that you don't feel like talking anymore?
That's not what Willie's saying. Is it Willie?
What did you do to my daughter?
I didn't do anything.
Then where is she?
I don't know. I didn't bring him back. I let her off. I let her off the bus.
Back on the night, Willie closes the bus doors.
Hey! Hey! Get on the bus or we're leaving.
Wait. Hey, what happened to you?
Oh, I'm leaving.
Wait, no, he needs help.
He's too drunk, he'll get sick and I'll have to clean it up.
What?
Hey!
Come on.
No, he's not not coming on.
Hey, look, he's fine, see?
You either get on without him or stay.
Look, just help me, please.
Sorry.
Wait, no. Wait, stop. Come on, please.
Willie drives off, leaving Caitlin holding up the drunk guy. Kennedy creates a missing poster on his laptop. Lisa and Maddie are sitting on the bed.
I mean, she wouldn't just go off with a stranger. It doesn't make any sense.
Eyes averted, Lisa shakes her head.
Have you talked to your father?
He's at the airport, but the flights are booked. He's trying, though.
Thank you.
Renee closes her eyes and shakes her head.
I don't know. I just don't know what to think anymore.
If it was someone she knew, it was probably Alex or one of his buddies, but you guys already talked to them, right?
Alex? Who's Alex?
They've been hooking up.
Hooking up?
Renee moves toward the bed and Maddie lowers her head.
Sleeping together?
Lisa looks at Maddie.
Maddie?
Maddie glances at her mom.
Yeah.
Renee goes and sits beside Kennedy.
Did you know about this?
No.
Kennedy shakes his head. Renee looks off, frowning.
Is Alex that guy that we were talking to? How could he not say that he was sleeping with Caitlin when we were talking to him? Are you sure you have the right guy?
I mean, there's probably pictures of him in Caitlin's tab when we were all hanging out a few weeks ago.
Renee stands and gets the tablet from the table. She hands it to Maddie. Lisa strokes Renee's shoulder as Maddie opens up the tab. Maddie searches, then hands the tab to Renee. There's a photo of Caitlin with her arms around Alex. Lisa and Renee take the tab. Lisa stares open-mouthed.
That's the friend. That's the guy who was throwing up.
That's the guy they said stumbled in at dawn.
His last name is Alex, right?
His last name is Zeta.
Oh. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I heard Zetas get wasted. It's a shame you guys are just getting there now. Hey, ladies. I'm gonna have to catch you later.
Alex picks up his bag to go, but Renee spots him.
Second story, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Alex! Got it covered over here.
Alex sprints along hallways with Renee, Lisa, an officer, and the security chief in pursuit. The cop points and runs. Alex slows, shoulders his bag, then is confronted by the security chief at an exit door.
Going somewhere, Alex?
Just heading out.
Let's come and talk to us first.
Alex turns to face Renee, Lisa, and the officer. The officer places a hand on Alex's back.
Look, I was hardly awake the morning you guys came to talk to me.
Okay, you're awake now, so talk.
Caitlin and I were just friends. And yeah, I might have seen her at the end of the night.
It didn't occur to you when you saw those missing flyers that you should tell someone about this?
Honestly? I was nervous. We didn't exactly end on good terms. I thought it would look pretty bad.
Yeah, it does look pretty bad, Alex.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you just tell us what happened?
I don't remember everything. I was drunk, all right?
No, stop! Stop!
As the bus drives away into the night, Caitlin clutches her head.
What happened to you? We waited for you at the bar, and then you never even showed up.
I don't know. We met these chicks at the bar, and they were super hot.
What?
What? Oh, not as hot as you, though. I mean, like, whatever, though, dude. You're, like, in high school. It's not like we're married or something.
Wow. Check you out. Drunk on spring break. That's awesome.
It's spring break. Relax.
If one more person tells me to relax, I'm gonna lose it.
You sound like my girlfriend.
Your what?
I'm sorry. I mean my ex-girlfriend, because she found out I was cheating on her and she broke up with me.
That's perfect. Do you know that I came down here to be with you? Do you know that?
See? That's so nice. My ex-girlfriend was a bitch. That's what happens when girls go to college. They get so bitchy.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Can you just walk me back to the hotel? It's not that far if we just walk along the beach.
Sure, I'll walk you back, baby.
No, dude, off.
Oh, come on.
Stop.
You know you still like me.
What? Dude, no.
I don't have a girlfriend anymore, so it's cool.
Look, I don't know if you're always this pathetic or if it's just the liquor, but it's not gonna happen.
Hey, Caitlin.
Stop, hey. Alex. Let go. Stop, Alex. Stop. No, stop. Stop it. God. Stop.
You attacked her?
No. No, it wasn't like that. We were just messing around.
He threw her over his shoulder.
Look, it was innocent. I didn't do anything.
Look, Alex, you just have to tell us what you did after you picked her up. Did it get out of hand? Did she fall? She get hurt? What?
Seriously, Alex, put me down! Alex! Stop! Oh, my God! Oh, God! Oh, Alex! Stop, seriously!
Where are you going?
Oh, God! Ow! Stop! God! The last thing I need tonight is some cliche frat boy day rape scenario. I'm serious.
What, are you afraid of me? You gonna call your mommy to come get you?
Yeah, right? I'm way more afraid of my mom than I am of you. I am so done with you. I'm done with this whole stupid night. Maddie and the stupid club and me being stupid enough to listen to her. God!
Hey, where are you going?
I don't know. To take a picture of the sunrise so I have an excuse when my mom catches me sneaking in.
As Caitlin walks off along the beach, Alex lurches after her.
Ow!
You think you can just leave me like that?
Alex, look, you said it yourself. It's not like I thought we were getting married or anything.
Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself for sleeping with someone like you.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Honestly, I never even really liked you. I was just being really stupid. Because even though I'm 18, I guess I don't know everything that I thought.
Caitlin throws up her arms, turns and walks off. Alex grimaces and clenches his fists.
Oh my God, what did you do to her?
Nothing. She went out by the water. I didn't stop her. I was pissed, but I let her go. I came back here alone. I don't know what happened to her.
Renee shakes her head, staring at Alex.
Like hell you don't!
Renee! Renee! Renee!
Like hell you don't!
Renee! Renee! Renee!
Renee!
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Renee lunges at Alex, then collapses against Lisa.
Oh, she couldn't call me because she was afraid of me.
No. This isn't your fault. We are going to find her, okay? We're going to find her. We are going to find her.
I think I need a lawyer.
If you know where she is, please just tell me.
I don't have anything else to say.
Start a full search. Walla Beach is 2 miles south of here. I expect the resort's going to cooperate.
Lisa tries to comfort Renee, who pulls away from her.
It's like you said. This is what I get for not being able to let her go.
No. Renee, you listen to me right now. You are a fantastic mother, okay? You did nothing wrong. You do not deserve this.
Eyes closed, Renee nods tearfully. Lisa holds Renee tightly. At a gazebo on the beach, helpers in high-vis vests hand out missing flyers. A sniffer dog searches in the rocks and searchers comb the beach. Lisa, Renee, and Kennedy arrive on the beach. They cross the sunny, breezy sands. Alex leads the officer to a spot by a driftwood tree stump.
This is it. Put her down here. She went out by the water and I didn't see her after that. Just like I said.
The officer speaks to a colleague, then makes a call.
Renee.
Anything?
No, nothing yet.
Renee stares off, up the beach.
Just don't understand. I mean, we're a quarter of a mile from the hotel. What else could have happened?
This beach has a pretty bad riptide. If she went out even in 3 feet of water, it's very likely she'd be knocked off her feet. She could be pulled a mile offshore.
Could she survive that?
We're still hoping for the best.
Renee eyes the officer with her brow furrowed, then glances out toward the calm-looking water. Renee walks away towards the waterline, looking out and shielding her eyes against the bright sun. Alex sits clasping the back of his head. Further up the beach, Lisa places a hand on Kennedy's shoulder. A searcher rides along on a quad bike. Renee stands looking out to sea with her arms folded.
Mom, we're gonna find her. We're gonna find her, Mom. The next time that you see that sunset, it's gonna be with Kate taking one of the photos. Come on, Mom. You know that.
Where are you going?
Take a picture of the sunrise so I have an excuse when my mom catches me sneaking in.
Renee flashes back to her underwater nightmare.
Pacific Point, perfect place to catch the sunrise over the mountain or the sunset over the water.
Water surges and froths in the golden light of sunset.
Excuse me, where's Pacific Point?
Mom!
The officer points off and Renee runs. In her wedge sandals, Caitlin climbs rocks. In jeans and espadrilles, Renee also climbs. Renee climbs past shrubs in sunshine, Caitlin climbs in semi-darkness. Caitlin walks past a sign bearing the name, Pacific Point. Renee breaks into a run. The sunset is viewed through chain-link fencing, with the rocky coast in silhouette and the calm bay below. Caitlin takes a photo through the fence. Caitlin puts a put-up on the fence and starts to climb. She reaches the top and swings a leg over. In sunshine, Renee arrives at the same spot. Renee looks around, walks along the fence, then clutches her forehead. At dusk, Caitlin climbs down the other side of the fence. She snags her hand on a wire. Caitlin looks around. Renee shields her eyes against the sun. She paces up and down the fence. Looking down, Renee picks up something from the ground at the base of the fence. A bracelet, she puts it in her pocket. Renee climbs the fence. In the dark, Caitlin crouches, moving through the rocks. She dusts sand off her hands. She has her phone in her mouth. She takes it out and takes a photo as waves roll in below her. Caitlin brushes her hair behind her ear and moves carefully down the rocky escarpment towards the water. In sunshine, Renee climbs down the other side of the fence.
What are you doing?
She was taking a picture of the sunrise.
Caitlin would have never climbed over.
Caitlin!
In the half light, Caitlin straightens and looks around. Waves roll in below her and she takes another photo. Caitlin slips, drops the phone and it skitters down the rocks. She clings on but her hand slips and she slides down, hitting her head on a rock. Caitlin lands heavily on her leg. Caitlin clutches her injured leg.
Help!
The waves crash and froth against the rocks just below Caitlin. In the sunshine, Renee picks her way down the slippery path.
Hey, then! Stop! Stop!
Renee slips, landing heavily on her backside. She wearily brushes her hair behind her ear and picks herself up. As she looks down, Renee notices Caitlin's legs among the rocks below. One is twisted at an unnatural angle.
Caitlin! Caitlin! Caitlin, help! I found her! Caitlin!
In her thin espadrilles, Renee inches her way down the treacherous rock face. Kennedy runs to get help. As he rushes through the clifftop shrubland, on the beach, Lisa and Maddie turn to look. Renee carefully picks her way down the slippery rocks. Renee reaches the rocky beach.
Caitlin! 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 Oh my God!
Renee brushes Caitlin's hair off her face and checks to see if she's still breathing. As Renee strokes Caitlin's hair, the water foams over the rocks just a few feet away.
She's down here! She fell right here! She's down over there!
EMTs in mountaineering gear arrive with a stretcher.
I've got her! I've got her!
Caitlin's lips move. Caitlin's eyes flicker open. On her knees on the rocks, Renee hugs her injured daughter. Kennedy takes out his phone and makes a call. The rescue team cut through the chain link fence at the top of the cliff. Lisa and Maddie watch, looking anxious.
That's me. We found her.
The fence is cut away, pulled back, and the stretcher prepared. The rescuers move down the rocks carrying the stretcher. Kennedy, Lisa, and Maddie watch the rescue. The waves break against the rocks as the sun begins to set in hazy dusk. A seagull is silhouetted in the hazy twilight. Plants stir in a breeze at the top of the escarpment. The stretcher is carried back up the rocks. As Renee arrives back on the clifftop, an EMT drapes a blanket around her shoulders. Renee stoops to come back through the fence. Maddie leans against her mother. Renee glances toward them and Lisa looks emotional. Renee returns a tight half smile and goes to hug Kennedy. Mother and son embrace. Renee pats Kennedy on the shoulder. Renee glances briefly toward Lisa and Maddie as she and Kennedy walk away. Renee gets in the ambulance with Caitlin, leaving Kennedy with Lisa and Maddie. Renee eyes Maddie, then smiles and makes room on the bench beside her. Lisa puts her arm around Kennedy. The ambulance doors are closed, the sun sinks behind drifting clouds on the horizon. The dusk view blurs and moves up toward the sky. Renee, Daphne Zuniga. Lisa, Lauren Bowles. Caitlin, Bridget Davidovici. Maddie, Gage Golightly. Kennedy, Nicholas Grave. Officer Benton, James Martin Kelly. Martin Guzman, Alejandro Patino. Alex, Brock Harris. Dylan, Hunter Garner. Willie, David Stiefel. Bouncer, Aaron Lohr. Victor, Jonathan William Cruz. Gabe, Arturo Del Puerto. Freshman, Henry Monfries. Frat boy, Stephen Chang. First assistant director, Antonio Grana. Second assistant director, Charles Edward Bennett. Further credits continue to scroll. Filmed on location in Los Angeles, California. SAG-AFTRA. One Union. J.L. Fisher. Illuminate. Arts, Media, Entertainment. The events and characters depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual events or persons is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, alteration, editing, distribution or exhibition is a violation of applicable laws and will result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Copyright 2013 Marvista Entertainment LLC. All rights reserved. Marvista Entertainment.